Sorry, said Cuddy.
Said Sergeant Colon. That was the worst part. It would have been better all round if he'd called the dwarf some names. It would have been better if he'd made it seem that Cuddy was worth an insult. He turned around and walked off towards Pseudopolis Yard. They heard his muttered comment.
What him see? Said Detritus.
A fine body of men,
said Angua, going red. Cuddy spat on the ground, which didn't take long on account of its closeness. Then he reached under his cloak and produced, like a conjurer extracting a size 10 rabbit from a size 5 hat, his double-headed battle axe, and started to run. By the time he reached the virginal target, he was a blur. There was a rip, and the dummy exploded like a nuclear haystack. The other two wandered up and inspected the result, as pieces of chaff gently drifted to the ground.
Yes, all right, said Angua, but he did say you're supposed to be able to ask them questions afterwards.
He didn't say they've got to be able to answer them, said Cuddy, grimly.
Lance Constable Cuddy, deduct $1 for target, said Detritus, who already owed $11 for bows.
If it's worth turning up,
said Cuddy, losing the axe somewhere about his person again.
Speciesist.
I don't think he meant it that way, said Angua.
Oh, it's all right for you, said Cuddy.
Why? "'Cause you a man, said Detritus.
Angua was bright enough to pause for a moment to think this over.
A woman, she said.
Same thing.
Only in broad terms.
Come on, let's go and have a drink. The transient moment of camaraderie in adversity completely evaporated.
Drink with a troll?
Drink with a dwarf?
All right, said Angua. How about you and you coming and having a drink with me? Angua removed her helmet and shook out her hair. Female trolls don't have hair, although the more fortunate ones are able to cultivate a fine growth of lichen, and a female dwarf is more likely to be complimented on the silkiness of her beard than on her scalp. But it was just possible the sight of Angua scraped little sparks off some shared ancient cosmic maleness.
"I haven't really had a chance to look around," she said, "but I saw a place in Gleam Street."
Which meant that they had to cross the river, at least two of them trying to indicate to passers-by that they weren't with at least one of the other two. Which meant that, with desperate nonchalance, they were looking around. Which meant that Cuddy saw the dwarf in the water, if you could call it water. If you could still call it a dwarf. They looked down.
You know, said Detritus after a while, that looked like that dwarf who make weapons on Rhyme Street.
Bjorn Hammerhawk, said Cuddy. That the one, yeah? It looks a bit like him,
Cuddy conceded, still talking in a cold, flat voice.
But not exactly like him.
What do you mean? Said Angua.
Because Mr. Hammerhawk, said Cuddy, didn't have such a great big hole where his chest should be.
"'Doesn't he ever sleep?' thought Vimes. "'Doesn't the bloody man ever get his head down? "'Isn't there a room somewhere with a black dressing gown hanging on the door?'
"'He knocked on the door of the oblong office.
"'Ah, Captain,' said the patrician, looking up from his paperwork. "'You were commendably quick.'
"'Was I?'
"'You got my message,' said Lord Vetinari. "'No, sir, I've been occupied.' "'Indeed. And what?' Could occupy you? Someone has killed Mr. Hammerhawk, sir. A big man in the dwarf community. He's been shot with something, some kind of siege weapon or something, and dumped in the river. We've just fished him out. I was on the way to tell his wife. I think he lives in Treacle Street, and then I thought since I was passing. This is very unfortunate. Certainly it was for Mr. Hammerhawk, said Vimes.
The patrician leaned back and stared at Vimes.
"'Tell me,' he said, "'how was he killed?' "'I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. "'There was just a great big hole. "'But I'm going to find out what it was.' "'Hmm. "'Did I mention that Dr. Cruces came to see me this morning?'
"'No, sir.'
"'He was very concerned.'
"'Yes, sir.'
"'I think you upset him.'
"'Sir?' The patrician seemed to be reaching a decision. His chair thumped forwards.
Captain Vimes?
Sir?
I know that you are retiring the day after tomorrow and feel therefore